is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter. To Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, David Van Buskirk, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is David, D-A-V-I-D. Last name is V-A-N-B-U-S-K-I-R-K, period. On June 25th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including records from community neurology, comma, community health network, comma, podiatry associates, comma, records included were also from Health Net records, comma, and Community Health Network, comma, and if it wasn't mentioned, let's include podiatry associates, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 53-year-old male, height 5'4" tall, weight 185 pounds, period. He was involved in a fall injury at the Kroger in Southern Plaza, period. This occurred on or about September 15th, 2021, fall on apparent blueberries spilled, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he landed on his neck and head, and finally landed on his back, period. He hit his head and compressed his spine, period. He had immediate pain in his head, comma, entire back, comma, right hip, comma, right foot, comma, left hand, comma, left wrist, comma, left elbow, comma, and developed vertigo, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing pain in his neck, comma, right foot, comma, aggravation of prior sciatica in his low back, comma, memory problems and balance issues, period. New paragraph. The patient's neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a burning and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into the right shoulder, down his right arm to the elbow, period. He did aggravate a pre-existing neck pain by approximately 60%, period. New paragraph. His right foot pain was caused by apparent fractures in his large toe, period. He was treated without a cast but given a splint, period. The pain is described as constant and throbbing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating pain. He does walk with a limp as a result of this and occasionally requires a walker, period. New paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told that this is an aggravation of his prior sciatica, period. He had prior disc surgery in 2011, period. His pain has been 70% worse since his fall injury, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a burning and throbbing pain that occurs with spasms, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his right leg into his toes with numbness in his toes, period. He has not had prior numbness before this fall period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sitting over 15 minutes, comma, walking over 100 yards, comma, standing over 10 minutes, comma, sports such as fishing and basketball, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, dressing himself, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and as well as making bad decisions, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include Ritalin, comma, cyclobenzaprine, comma, etorolac, comma, clonazepam, comma, and albuterol, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Flexeril, comma, prescription anti-inflammatory, comma, clonopin for sleep, comma, over-the-counter pain medicines, comma, a neck and back brace, comma, and occasional walker, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for narcolepsy, comma, COPD, comma, PTSD, comma, diverticulosis, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, scoliosis, comma, restless leg, comma, BPH, comma, and spinal stenosis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for low back disc surgery 2011, comma, left wrist carpal tunnel surgery, comma, jaw fracture, comma, and testicle removed as a child, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the neck was injured in the past period. He had a neck strain approximately 28 years ago in an automobile accident that was treated for 6 months, period. He has had periodic neck problems and treatment since, period. His neck was cut in a home invasion with a superficial laceration in 1991, period. The patient never injured his right foot in the past, period. He never had fractures in his foot, period. His low back had sciatic surgery in 2011, and this fall has made the pain 70% worse, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident 28 years ago where he injured his neck and low back, period. He has not been involved in other serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient ruptured his testicle at age 9 in a baseball injury, period. The patient fractured his jaw in the past, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient hasn't worked since this injury, period. He has had several falls since this injury due to vertigo, period. He has applied for disability for his multiple medical problems, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Emergency room report, Community South, September 16th, 2021. 50-year-old with history of chronic neck pain, common narcolepsy and arthritis, who presents to the ED for evaluation of fall yesterday, period. Patient states he was at Kroger yesterday and he slipped on some raspberries on the floor, period. He fell back and hit his head and the right side of his back on the tile flooring, period. He also hit his left arm and left hip on a shelving unit, period. Since the fall, he has had left elbow/forearm pain, comma, left fifth finger pain, right middle and lower back pain, neck pain, comma, right knee pain, and right great toe pain, period. He also complains of waxing/waning, burning, tingling pain in the right lower leg, period. On physical examination, they documented several abnormal findings, period. X-ray examination of the right foot showed a non-displaced intra-articular fracture of the great toe proximal phalangeal shaft and head, period. Clinical impressions are number one, fall. Number two, acute low back pain without sciatica. Three, closed non-displaced fracture of the phalanx of the right great toe, period. Another later emergency room report, Community South, September 21st, 2021, 50-year-old white male presents to the emergency room 6 days after slipping and falling at a local grocery store, period. Reports that he is having severe pain in his right neck and has now developed severe dizziness, comma. He states that he sustained a neck injury and slipped on fruit that was on the floor, period. He also has persistent headaches since the injury occurred, period. Complaining of tenderness throughout in the entire cervical spine, period. Speech is rambled, difficult to direct. Patient is tangential, period. CT angio of his head and neck were performed to evaluate for a possible cerebral artery dissection. There is no evidence of such. Patient is already been seen once before and had a CT of the head, neck, and upper back. There's no evidence of fracture in these locations, period. Likely has a component of post-concussion syndrome, period. Clinical impression, one, post-concussion syndrome, two, neck strain initial counter. They prescribed Robaxin, period. Emergency room report, Community South, November 12, 2022, 51-year-old male with a history of migraines, vertigo, neck pain, presents to the emergency department for a fall, period. States he fell onto a wooden door 2 hours ago, period. States when his neck becomes tight or painful, he will start to experience vertigo, period. Complains of tenderness throughout the entirety of the cervical spine. No distinct swelling, deformity, no step-offs, period. Community neurosurgery note, January 11th, 2023. Has a long history of neck and back issues, period. Underwent lumbar discectomy around 2010, period. In recent years, he's been having neck pain, period. Says this started primarily after he had a fall in Kroger in September 2021, period. Recently presented to the CHSED after another self-reported fall, period. Complained of neck pain, comma, vertigo, headaches, period. Imaging was largely unremarkable, period. Today, he complains of neck pain and stiffness with decreased range of motion associated with dizziness, period. He also complains of chronic low back pain associated with right lateral leg numbness, period. Says this has been going on for a couple of years, period. Diagnostic studies were x-rays of the cervical spine showing straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, period. Assessment is one, lumbar degenerative disc disease, two, degenerative cervical disc without myelopathy, period, three, neck pain, period, plan MRI cervical and lumbar spine follow-up after imaging, period. Podiatry Associates of Indiana, note, June 30th, 2023, presents today for initial evaluation and treatment for right big toe multiple breaks, comma, left foot, severe bunion, comma. Complaint is a result of an accident, date of injury, September 15th, 2023. They did x-rays June 30th, 2023 of the left foot and right foot. There is a dorsal subluxation of the MP 2-5 with flexion deformities at the PIP joints and DIP joints, period. X-rays reveal posterior calcaneal spurs, comma, no fractures or tumors visualized, period. Diagnosis include post-traumatic osteoarthritis, right ankle and foot, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after review of all the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the fall injury of September 15th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 2-centimeter scar involving the left elbow, period. There's a T-shaped scar involving the left wrist due to prior carpal tunnel syndrome, period. There's a scar at his left neck, period. There's a 2-centimeter scar involving the right upper thigh, period. There's a 1-centimeter scar involving the left upper thigh, period. There's a 1-centimeter scar above the right right eyelid, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid. There was paravertebral muscle spasm as well as palpable tenderness and heat, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, which was also noted on radiographic studies, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. In the cervical area, there was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 10 degrees, comma, extension 42 degrees, comma, rotation 16 degrees left, comma, 14 degrees right, comma, side bending by 24 degrees left and 28 degrees right, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination was normal with normal bowel sounds and obesity noted, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm with heat tenderness and loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 40 degrees and extension by 16 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed the patient was unable to walk on his heels and toes, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right lateral foot and right lateral thigh, period. Upon review of cognition, the patient was given 3 unrelated items to remember. At 5 minutes, there was loss of memory of all 3 items, which was the same at 10 and 15 minutes, period. The patient had poor balance, and balance was impaired, period. The patient had poor decision-making, and was given various scenarios, and his decision making was impaired, period. Examination of the extremities revealed tenderness and warmth at the base of the right toe, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe as well as diminished range of motion, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, aggravation of pre-existing neck issues, period. Number 3, right foot trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, intra-articular fracture of the great toe proximal shaft and head, period. Number 4, low back pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Next number, reactivation of prior pre-existing sciatica, period. Next number, memory loss, comma, vertigo, and post-concussive syndrome, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the fall of September 15th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to discuss impairment ratings, period. The patient does have a permanent impairment in the cervical, comma, lumbar, right foot, comma, and head injury with concussive syndromes, period. It is difficult and virtually impossible to give a definitive number, as he did have pre-existing problems in his cervical and lumbar regions that would make numeric computation impossible, period. By permanent impairment, I mean that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the cervical, lumbar, and right foot for the remainder of his life, period. He will also have complications of his concussive syndrome, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Some injections in his neck and low back will cost approximately $2,500, period. Ongoing medications will be $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some special shoes for his toe fracture will cost approximately $200, need to be replaced every year and a half, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient and performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requested this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.